Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it's 5 o'clock. Guess what happened?
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try that new pretzel baconator today. Hubba hubba. All right. Ahead of tomorrow night, we've heard all the names we want. I am going to give you the 5 draft moves that will make New York football fans flip the F out tomorrow.
Flip the F out in a good way or bad way?
Bad way.
Bad one.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The Jets select from Texas defensive lineman Byron Murphy. I snuckily found this in a couple mock drafts. If Robert Saleh goes Niners page, do they take another interior defensive lineman?
See, that
lineman?
Would be the one thing that would annoy me. Mm-hmm. I said this at the top of the show. You could rewind back to 2 o'clock. We did mostly Giants, about 2:25 into the Jets. I go into this draft almost happy with anything they do offensively, even if I have a preference. But if they win defense, I would lose my mind.
All right, here we go.
He's pretty good, that kid.
Number 4.
Doesn't matter. Don't set me up now.
The beauty of this list, these guys are all good. All right, number 4. The Giants select Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
Yeah.
Giant fans will flip the F.
How would you react to that, Teague?
I like Bellinger, so I don't know if it's necessary, but he is a difference maker as a tight end slash wide receiver, because he becomes the Travis Kelce or the George Kittle or whatever modern iteration of tight end you want to talk about. That's this kid.
Now, the problem is tight end has become a lot like running back and not talked about enough, in that when you take the guys that high, or the guys, Eric Ebron, O.J. Howard, Kyle Pitts, they all might be good players.
Yeah.
Are they ever truly worthy of those top 10 type picks?
This kid, you guys watched him.
Of course. I think he's very good.
From his freshman season at Georgia, he could have been the top tight end in every draft subsequently. So
that's not going to sit well with Giant fans if you have this high pick and you walk out of there with tight end. Just saying.
All true. Right. You'll be upset, but I think you'll be happy once he starts playing.
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
The Jets select DJ Turner, pass rusher, Alabama.
No, like I said, don't give me a defensive player. No offense. Salah's got enough toys.
What if he's Myles Garrett?
I mean, here's the problem with that. Yeah, if the guy turns out, well, first of all, and this is the truth on Friday. On Friday, as Jet and Giant fans, we are going to be angry or happy with the guy who's picked. But the end result is the guy's got to be good.
Yep.
You know, we always preface it with the position because we're thinking about envisioning, ooh, we got a new left tackle. Ooh, we have a number one wide receiver. At the end of the day, they could have picked the right positional player. The guy's got to be good. So if you're telling me he turns in a Warren Sapp, what am I going to tell you? It sucks. I'm going to say that was a mistake. But in the moment, which is Friday and over the weekend and going into the season, I'll say, man, why did we do that?
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
All right, the number 2 draft move that will make New York fans flip out. 4 quarterbacks off the board, and with the 6th overall pick, the Giants move back in the NFL draft.
Why
and
would
make
that piss people off?
I don't think that would piss people off.
Here's why. Because we'll have the stain in our mouth of moving back, missing out on Micah Parsons, and selecting Kadarius Toney and getting another pick for Evan Neal. If that, that would mean, by the way, you would get at least two of the three big wide receivers. Would you rather that or move back for more picks?
Yeah, so you move back and you end up taking, I don't know.
Right, whatever.
Keon Coleman from Florida State.
I think the key to this draft is you got to walk away here with a premier player. And I think Giant fans would agree.
I think you're right.
All right, and here we go.
Number one.
But a guaranteed premier player.
So the number one draft move that will make New York fans flip out tomorrow night, the Giants have selected J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan.
Yes, you're right.
Boy, you guys don't like J.J. McCarthy.
No, we like J.J. McCarthy. We just don't want him.
Right.
I mean, it's
we don't like him when you're holding the sixth overall pick.
Right. It's not a dislike of J.J. McCarthy, and I've said that. Right. He's a winner. He's won in high school. He won in college. He's that dude. He has the swagger. He's got all that stuff. But we just don't want him
because you don't think he's that good.
It's not that you just
don't think he's a game changing elite enough quarterback for the pick they have.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're picking top 10. You better get that guy.
Just remember, when the New York Giants selected Daniel Jones, the reaction was what this list is about. Mm-hmm. It was an overwhelmingly negative reaction. Mm-hmm. A lot of Giant fans said, I preferred the late Dwayne Haskins. That was one of the controversies. Another controversy was, the guy may be good, but why did we take him so high? And I remember my retort being to that. If you love the player, if you believe in the player, and at that moment, I had no idea. I didn't know what Daniel Jones was going to be. But if you believe in the player, don't mess around. You know, just go get the player. Just go get him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.